Greetings there, Tiger Sports fans, and welcome to this week's edition of Tiger Sports Network Extra. It's been a long spring break for myself and the Tiger Sports Network Extra crew, but now we are here with baseball player, junior baseball player, Zach Fink. Zach, say hello to the people out there.
Hello, everyone. It's good to be here. Glad to help out.
So, Zach, this season has started off great in the non-conference schedule, but then you began the conference, and things kind of started to shake up, mainly because the conference is so good. Talk about the conference, and actually talk about how baseball, or the NCAC in baseball, is broken up, because it's kind of a distinct way in how the conference works.
Yeah, you know, we have an East and a West side conference in the baseball conference. We have, on the West side, we have five playoff contending teams. You know, Wabash, Wittenberg, DePaul, we just added them this year. But on the other side, it's definitely weaker side. So, you know, everyone on this side beats each other up, and it's just, you know, you got to play through.
Let's go back to the non-conference schedule here real quick. You guys started off the season real well. What was your record after the non-conference schedule?
I think we came into conference like 13-3 maybe. Yeah, 9-1 after spring break.
Yeah, that's definitely a great start. So where did you guys go for spring break? Obviously, most teams go south. I know our softball team goes to Florida. Where do you guys go?
We're down in Florida, Winter Haven, right by Orlando.
So talk about the average day in Winter Haven, Florida. What do you guys travel down there, obviously. It's probably a Friday or a Saturday you travel down there. And you probably play, what, two games per day?
Yeah, we'll play two games, doubleheaders every day. Wake up, go there, and then we'll come home and just sit by the pool for the rest of the day. It's really relaxing. You love it down there.
So just baseball in the pool. That's got to be nice. Is Winter Haven near any kind of a beach?
Absolutely not. There is nothing around us other than Orlando. So we just sit by the pool.
And I assume you guys didn't have it wasn't in the budget to make it out to Disney World or anything like that. All right, so all baseball games are doubleheaders, correct?
Only weekend games. On weekdays, we'll just play a 9-inning regular game.
So then you said that most games in Florida were doubleheaders. How does that work out with the pitching? Do you guys have enough pitchers?
Yeah, what we do is we have six pitchers who are trained to start and go as many innings as they possibly can. And you'll usually have down there we had about 4 or 5 days in between starts. Up here we have our four starters on weekends, and we have until the next weekend in between starts.
So you were just telling me you play pitcher and outfield, correct? Where is your place in the batting lineup? Are you one of the first hitters where you're typically stealing bases? Or are you a cleanup hitter or kind of one of those guys that gets the strikeouts at the bottom of the order?
I'll tell you, I haven't played a whole lot of outfield because of my arm, because they're trying to save me for pitching. So when I normally DH every once in a while. And they'll usually put me 6 or 7 right behind the RBI guys so I can hit them in as well.
So you're the cleanup to the cleanup guy, I see. When was it, Zach, a little bit more personal question here, when was it that you started playing baseball? When did you really start getting into baseball, and where are you from?
I'm from Cincinnati, Ohio, about an hour from here, and right when I was a baby, I was picking up a baseball, and when I hit grade school, I was playing with, you know, the grade school team, and then it just got more competitive from there.
So being from Cincinnati, what do you think about the Reds re-signing Joey Votto for another 10 years? $225 million, something I never thought the Reds could afford. What do you think about that?
I love Joey Votto. I think he's a great player, and I'm just happy to see him in a Reds uniform for another 10 years. I hope they can do the same with Brandon Phillips.
Absolutely. That's a team with a lot of talent, just hit some rough roads, I guess you could say, some tough teams to play and that kind of thing. Real quick, Zach, what is your major? What is it that you do on campus other than baseball here? What's a normal day for Zach Fink on Wittenberg's
campus? I'm a business major with a Spanish minor, so I make a point to get to all my classes, as you should. Other than that, I'll just hang out with some friends and go to baseball. That's really it. This is spring season.
Yeah, just keeping it real, I see. So baseball, class, and keeping it real. That's awesome. All right, Zach, I'm going to wrap it up here, but do you have any call-outs or shout-outs to anybody in the Tiger Sports Nation?
I'd like to say hi to my parents. My mom's down in Florida right now. Just joined spring break. It's good for her. And then I'd like to give a shout-out to the team. If it weren't for them, I wouldn't be here.
No, absolutely not. And you guys have a great team, and hopefully you guys can make it into the playoffs this year. We'll definitely be watching, try to get as many Tiger Sports fans out there as possible so you can have that home field advantage, which can help, is actually a pretty big deal in baseball. But anyway, Zach, thank you very much for your time. It's been a pleasure pleasure having you on.
Thank you very much.
We will actually have another interview with Kellen Morrissey coming up here in just a little bit. For now, so long, Tiger Sports Nation, but we'll be right back.